back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Of course, your time in Tampa's service of Grease Monkey. Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. At 8:15, we are still hanging out at 23 degrees. Expect a high today of 49. And Rick, like you were saying, there is a little bit of fog in the area.
Was. I think, let me turn around here to the official weather. Look out the window. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
It's pretty much lifted. There wasn't
lifting off, yeah.
There wasn't a lot in town this morning, but there was some. And I'm just happy to see, not clear skies by any means, but nothing's fallen from the sky this morning opposed to yesterday.
That's right. Although we dodged a bullet.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you see what the forecast was versus what we got?
They were saying perhaps 4 to 6.
Yes.
So.
And but the storm seemed to stretch out eastward, and as it did, apparently the amount of moisture available to be in the air dropped as well. Which,
okay. East, we'll let them have it.
Yeah.
We welcome in Brandy with the West Central District Health Department. Brandy, how's your week gone?
Fantastic. How have you guys been?
We can't complain. It's been a busy couple of weeks, we know, for you and the crew at the West Central District Health Department. Rick and I have talked several times on the air. You guys are kind of in the background a lot, and you're not in the...
And now you've come to the forefront.
Yep, and now here you are. We don't hear a lot from the West Central District Health Department, which is normally good. No news
Correct.
Is good news. And then all of a sudden, we hear from you almost every day, several times a day.
Absolutely. We just want to be that voice and that face to help answer any questions and, you know, help continue our efforts on mitigating that spread of this disease.
Now, it's been a busy week. COVID-19, we know there's different news, different changes almost daily, sometimes hourly, but a busy week here in the North Platte, Lincoln County area, and the district you guys serve. The National Guard was here on, was that Tuesday, doing some testing?
Yes, so Tuesday we had the National Guard out here. We were able to test 101 individuals, and then of those we had, you know, the goal with that was to identify any potential prevalent areas and that high-risk population just to see, you know, what those tests are, what those tests come back saying.
And were all those that were tested Lincoln County residents, or can you say?
The majority of them were.
Okay.
However, we did have, you know, some surrounding counties where it was close for those people to drive through that drive-through.
Sure.
So we did help other counties outside of our jurisdiction as well.
And I know that you guys put out that press release earlier in the week that showed we still have 17 confirmed cases,
mm-hmm.
and then it showed all the testing, too. You guys service several counties in the area, and I think it was Thomas, Hooker, Logan all had one test done and came back negative, thankfully. But any other tests that's been done on behalf of you guys other than those counties that you serve?
So with the testing, what was your question again? Sorry.
Has there been any other testing done outside those counties that you guys serve recently? You mentioned there was a couple of close counties that came to the National Guards on Tuesday.
So some of those were like the Chase County.
Sure.
And then I don't know where Imperial's in Chase County. And
yep,
then Garfield maybe
okay.
was a couple of the other ones. Perkins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All pretty close. So
yeah.
Two birds, one stone for them, I'm sure.
No.
Obviously, we're still at the 17 confirmed cases and... I don't recall who it was. Brandon discussing his candidacy for the mayor of North Platte.
Okay.
And I asked him, you know, how do you feel that our current administration's handled this? And he said that Mayor Livingston, City Administrator Hawks have done a great job at not only communicating with you and your office, but several other professionals in the healthcare industry. And he tipped the cap, too. Obviously, you guys have done a great job because we've kind of stayed at the same amount of cases for a little while here. We've kind of stated about this 17 number for a couple of days.
About a week, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, again, that goes back to everybody doing their social distancing,
exactly.
distancing at work, you know, eliminating how many people are going out in public, and just kind of following those 6 rules that Governor Ricketts has set out for us as well.
It's like we were talking earlier with the Hall County spike. That was they totally blew...
Mm-hmm.
the social distancing thing and put an event together with 400 people. So we're
Didn't
doing
help
good.
Anybody.
Apparently we're smarter in Lincoln County.
I, you know, again, just going back to those 6 rules and that social distancing is the biggest piece that we can stress and educate for everybody.
And we technically have had community spread, but it's single-digit cases. I think 3 community spread cases?
That sounds right, yes.
But I know for sure.
Right.
So that's great to see, too, because I know that was a big concern for a while. When you get community spread, is it going to spread like a wildfire, or are we going to be able to contain it? And it's been contained pretty well, I would say.
Absolutely. And again, that's kind of what that additional testing with the National Guard was, just to see if there's any of those prevalent areas that we, you know, need to tap in and see what's going on there with those tests.
Now, when will the testing come back from the National Guard?
So the majority of those did come back. However, I know there was some more results that came through last night. We're going through those right now and should have an update on all that later today.
Sure, sure. Nobody wants to find out listening to the radio you tested positive for the virus. So I know there's a process you guys do go through, but can you tell us about the investigation process for this, Brandy? I've been fascinated by it. We talked about it with you and Shannon a few weeks ago, and it almost does sound like a criminal investigation, but you guys do turn over every leaf.
It's a backtrack.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that due diligence that we have as public health, and we want to be able to protect our community and just educate them on the importance of doing that. You know, if you have been tested, we make those calls and figure out, you know, if you're symptomatic, what's going on? Are you a high-risk area? Are you a healthcare worker? Are you in a group home setting? Some of those, just to make sure that we do the best that we can so that spread does stop if there is that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on, we want to make sure that we can minimize that.
Yep, stop it right away.
So that investigation piece is super important for that reason.
So in that investigation process, you talk to the individual that's tested positive and find out, have they been to Gary's or Walmart, and then find out what their home life is like? And if that person is positive, do you ask those people in that home to isolate as well for 14 days?
There's a certain process, absolutely. So it all depends on the home setting. We do thorough education. If someone is positive and they have symptoms, they are going to be isolated. So if there is not a means for whoever's living with them in the home to be completely separated from them so they can isolate appropriately, then those people that live with them will follow that same protocol as well, just so we don't have that spread.
Now, if anybody has one of the several symptoms that have gone along with the COVID-19 virus, Brandy, mm-hmm. are they still being encouraged to contact their healthcare provider, or what's the process now?
We always encourage anybody that has any symptoms. They can call us and chat about that, but again, we always want to connect them with their provider, just so their provider's in the loop. And, you know, there is the providers are doing really good things with telehealth and televisits, so it just kind of depends on which provider that they have, but they can definitely give them a call and then let us know as well as if they have symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19.
And in testing, too, not only can the test be done with the lab now, several weeks ago people came out and said you can now have your healthcare provider say that you are confirmed COVID-19 or you have the new coronavirus.
So clinically diagnosed is where a provider can, based on clinical symptoms, mm-hmm. can go ahead and diagnose somebody clinically. And so we would do the same process with our disease investigation as if you had a positive COVID-19 test.
Awesome, awesome. Obviously, some more information coming out later today, it sounds like, from that National Guard testing. And if folks want to get information as it comes out mm-hmm. from you guys, how can they do so, Brandy?
They can visit our website at wcdhg.org. They can call our office, 696-1201. And then also at 4:30, we will have our Public Health Command Facebook page live. So good opportunity to answer questions and ask questions at that time as well.
And great resources on that, too. You've got the public health team all there with everybody, and it's always great to see that. Everybody's representative from the mayor's office, mm-hmm. the hospital, you cool. name it, they're there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're all there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Brandy?
No, just thanks for having us down, and then just, again, have an awesome weekend, everybody, and stay home and stay safe.
Yeah, I want to give folks a reminder, if they're still concerned about the virus, as they should be, what can they do to stop its spread and prevent contracting the virus, too?
Again, that goes back to the 6 rules that Ricketts has put in place. We want to stay home. We want to social distance at work. We want to shop alone and only shop once a week. We want to help kids follow social distancing. So that means, you know, playing at home, no group sports, no playgrounds. We want to help our seniors stay at home by shopping for them. And then we also want to keep our minds and bodies healthy by exercising daily at home and, you know, focusing on that social distance activity while we're doing that.
I think that exercise is so key because I think people are forgetting. We're asking you to stay home. That doesn't mean you have to stay locked in a room all day.
Correct.
Go outside, get in the backyard, walk around the block, do something.
Yes, keep our minds and body at ease. This is, you know, an interesting time for everybody, so we want to stay as healthy as we can physically and mentally as well.
Absolutely. Well, Brandy, we appreciate the time. We'll see you next Friday, if
sounds
not sooner.
Sounds good. Yes, that sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you, Brandy, for
joining us
here, the West Central District Health Department. We're going to wrap up Mugs of the Morning on KODY. Rick, what do we have coming up on the Outdoor Connection today?
Well, we have a gentleman that may be known to a lot of people, particularly ice fishermen. He busted onto the professional ice fishing tournament scene a couple years ago. Brian Brosdell is his real name, but he goes by Bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be our guest, and we're going to be talking about how to approach some fishing when we get out from under all this COVID-19 stuff.
Well, and I want to remind folks, too, if you don't have any of the symptoms, I don't see any reason you couldn't go to your favorite fishing spot.
You can still go out and fish and maintain your social distancing, which I've told people, I said, fishermen do that anyway. You don't want...
Don't
want to
spook the fish.
Well, no, you don't want to get hit with a back cast or a hook, you know, so you're 10 feet apart.
At least. So, yeah, if you don't have any of the symptoms, go to your favorite fishing spot. Or if you have a private fishing spot on your land, and even if you have symptoms, you go out there alone if it's a private spot.
So. I like playing with the canals this time of year, just fishing along the edge of the riprap. And, of course, you can... walk for miles out there and not see anybody.
yeah, definitely. And this is going to be good outdoor activity as well that does require some exercise.
That's right.
That's coming up here on the Outdoor Connection, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Dave Ramsey, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Ben Shapiro all coming up on KODY. Mugs in the Morning returns on Monday with Rick and I and State Senator Mike Groney. Rick has the Outdoor Connection next.